wondrous God, such a God that is worthy of all glory and all power, for he has created all things, and for his pleasure were and are all things created. Our scriptural affirmation today comes from the book of Daniel, starting at Daniel 4:28 through 37. All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar at the end of the 12 months. He walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon.
The king spake and said, "Do not desecrate Babylon that I have built a house of kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty."
While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, "O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee.
They shall drive thee from heaven, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen.
And 7 times shall pass over thee until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will." And his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws.
And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High.
And I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation.
All the inhabitants of the earth are imputed as nothing, and he lived according to his will in the army of heaven and among the habitations of the earth.
And none can stay his hand or say unto him, "What doest thou?" And my counselors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Father, help us to get it. Help us to understand you. Help us to understand. Would you open our eyes and our ears and our heart that we might grasp what you are trying to say to us? Oh, Lord, you are good, and we need you, and we want you, and we want to understand. So today, Lord, you're welcome to have your way in our midst. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. The great challenges I find is that sometimes we don't know that we're locked up. We don't know that we're bound. There are so many things that we have been set to that lock us up, that bind us up, that tie us up, and yet we don't know that we need to get free. I remember a guy one time, we were talking to him, and we were, of course, young, and believing that we were giving him one of the great opportunities. And this guy says, "But I've got a golden chain, and I like it." And that really struck me, because that is so real spiritually. And sometimes we're trying to protect and to hold on to things. We're trying to grasp onto things and allowing things to be wrapped up in our lives that seem good. They seem like a good idea. They might even, to some degree, sometimes feel good. And yet those very things are the things that hold us down, that keep us from experiencing God's best, that keep us from knowing Him in a way that is deep and real. Dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, help us. We need to hear from You. We need to understand what You are saying. Help us to grasp Your truth in a fresh and unique way today, in a way that allows us to be thoroughly set free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Sometimes when you're doing this, you just feel this unnamed anxiety. I don't know if I should tell you that. Like, this is anxiety producing stuff. I don't know. But you know, one of the things I've learned is sometimes you need to minister to you first. And this is what I need to hear today. Rejoice in the Lord always. I've told many of you this. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. We should be rejoicing, full of joy at all times. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation, your good, clean lifestyle, let your moderation be made known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. He's here. The Lord is at hand. He's here. We don't have to look around and wonder if He's here. He's here, because if He didn't come in the place with you, He came in with me, because all of us that know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior have the Spirit of the living God working in our life. He's here. So we can rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. Don't you worry about a thing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known to God. And our request is that He would wash over us today and teach us and guide us and lead us and help us. Let your request be made known to God in the peace of God, which passes all understanding, because I don't get it. I don't get it when I look out and I see all the stuff going on and I have peace. I don't get it. Oh, yes, I do. I get it. We've got God. And He is beyond all of the stuff. And the peace that passes all understanding shall keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Finally, my brother, whatsoever things are true, we're going to talk about the truth. Whatsoever things are of good report, we're going to tell you things that should bring joy to your heart. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, we're going to think on these things. And we do that today by looking at an Old Testament account of Daniel and Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar had this dream. And God seemed to speak to him in dreams a lot. And Nebuchadnezzar has this dream, and it really upsets him, because in this dream, he thinks of this amazing tree that grows high, and all the files of the air, birds, lodge in the branches, and it's a covering for everything, and it's strong, and it's powerful, and out of the sky, the watchers come, the angels come, and they say, tear it down. Tear it down. And it's torn down and it's bound. And he wakes up from this dream and says, what in the world does that dream mean? And so he goes to the man that, well, actually he tried all of the other guys first. You know, sometimes we try all the other stuff first. Have you ever noticed how, you know, we have the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the wisdom. We've got all of this stuff, but we try every other way to get our answer first. And Nebuchadnezzar was no different. He went to the astrologers and the soothsayers and all the magicians and all of that stuff, hoping that he, you know, I have always wondered why anyone could look in the newspaper and wonder what if that horoscope is true. Have you ever wondered? Yeah, I've got to find out what my life's going to be like today. Let me see. I'm a Virgo. What does that mean? Oh, things aren't going well for me. What am I going to do now? Oh, I read the wrong page. Everything's just fine. And we do that silly stuff. And it didn't just start yesterday. It's been going on forever. And so we consult the wrong things, but maybe we need to learn to consult the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Maybe we ought to consult something that is right all the time. Maybe we ought to consult something that makes a lot of sense and is consistent. Maybe we ought to consult the Word of God. You know, the Word of God is quick. That means it's alive. Quick and powerful, it's strong, sharper than any two-edged sword, even to the dividing of soul and spirit and joint and marrow, is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. It knows you. This Word of God knows you. It knows you in ways that you didn't know that you could be known. It knows you in ways that you didn't know that you needed to be known. I feel like I'm slow getting to the text today. And I think part of the challenge is because I might hurt your feelings. See, you've been told all your life that you ought to have pride. Have pride in yourself. High schools write it on their wall, pride. Be prideful. Show some pride in yourself. Achieve this or achieve that so you can have pride. I have heard some preachers say that you should have to have pride. They were wrong. Pride goes before a fall. And sometimes we have pride in stuff that is so easy to wipe away. You have pride in a new car and then you wreck it. You have pride in your children. And then they behave like they behave. You have pride in your mental faculties, and then you begin to forget. You have pride. Let's see what happens to Nebuchadnezzar here. We'll start the 28th verse. There's really a lot more to this story, but I think I will start at verse 28 in the fourth chapter of Daniel. All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar, that he went crazy. They think that the disease that he had was either boanthropy or zoanthropy. Boanthropy means that you go around thinking you're a cow. Zoanthropy goes where you go around thinking you're an animal. But whatever it was, he was away from people for a good period of time, eating grass like an animal. His fingernails grew out till they looked like eagle's claws. His hair was long and matted and messed up. You know, not one of these cute little hairstyles. He looked like yuck. It's just the guy you wouldn't want to be around. And this all happened to Nebuchadnezzar. Yet somehow, during this period of time, Nebuchadnezzar is protected because there were lots of people that wanted to be king. There were lots of people that wanted to be in charge, but he was able to stay on the throne during this time where he had lost his mind. So verse 28, all this came upon King Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? He walked in and said, look at what I've done. I am a great king. This is all beautiful. This is all wonderful. This is so amazing, isn't it? Now, Daniel had warned him, don't go there. Don't take this on yourself. But this is a year later, so he's kind of not thinking about this. It was a nice, bright, sunny day, and he walked around, and stuff was shining, and he was excited, and he goes out, and he says, man, I'm really doing it. I'm really making it. Have you ever felt really, really good about yourself, and then you found out somebody would do it better? You know, you were on the track team and you thought you were really, really fast and you're running all your might and somebody's just prancing just past you and you're huffing and puffing. I can remember I used to play tennis in high school and I really thought that I was good. I did. I thought I was good. I beat a few people. I beat a bunch of people. Then one day, this guy comes along and says, hey, will you show me a few things? Yes. All I was able to show him was how to be embarrassed. You know, it was just amazing. So often in life when you think you're something special, you're brought to the realization you're not. If you have something good that's in your life, it is by the grace of God. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of light above, in whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. if it's good, it wasn't your fault. Okay. So, verse 31. While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken. The kingdom is departed from thee. Have you ever felt that you were financially in good shape and then one quick thing and you weren't anymore? Have you ever felt that you were strong and then one doctor's report says you're not anymore? Have you ever felt that you were smart and then one dumb move showed you weren't anymore? Have you ever thought that you were righteous and you did something that you would have never ever imagined that you could do? Isn't that a hard thing for you sometimes? That you'll do something that you wouldn't have imagined you could ever do. You could find yourself in a place that you never thought you would go. The kingdom is departed from thee. And they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen. And seven times shall pass over thee until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will. We serve a sovereign God. He is absolutely in charge in all things. And that is really hard for us to deal with, because we really like to think that we got this. We like to think that we can do it. That cough doesn't mean anything. We're okay. I'm strong. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men and did eat grass as an oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers and his nails like bird's claws. And at the end of the days, at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes into heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me. Once your understanding returns unto you, this is how you're going to think. And I blessed the Most High. God, you really are great. You really are amazing. There is none other like you. You are worthy of all my praise. I bless the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever. Do you honor him that lives forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion? He is always in charge. He is always God. There is never a time that he is not on the throne. There may be something that happens in your life that you cannot explain, but it is not because God is not there. There is never a time. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. He's in charge. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. I hate to tell you this, but you are not special except your relationship to him makes you special. When he calls your name, that makes you special. When he knows your name, that makes you special. When he picks you, when he chose you before the foundation of the world, that makes you special. That's what makes you special, is your relationship with him. Because otherwise, you're just stuff. And he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? You ever been doing something where you've made a decision that you're just going to fix something, and you're going to make something this way, and somebody comes along and just says, hey, what are you doing? And you're just annoyed. Because whatever it is you're doing, you have the right to do, and they don't have the right to tell you that you can't do it. How do you think God feels? How do you think God feels? How dare you say, what doest thou to God? At the same time, my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, mine honor and brightness returned unto me, and my counselors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. If you've been blessed, it was because God chose to bless you. It wasn't because you twisted his arm. It wasn't because you boxed him in philosophically or something. It was because he chose to. He chose to love you. He chose to care for you. He chose to give you the things that he's given you. He chose to. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven. See, he got it. He says, oh, I figured this thing out. God's in charge, and he's wonderful. God's in charge, and there is none other like him. God's in charge, and I bow my heart to him. I humble myself under the mighty hand of God, knowing that he will exalt me in due time. And what's due time? The time that he chooses. He's God. I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. You know, it's really interesting here. I want you to see this. This is important. That Nebuchadnezzar hadn't done anything bad except to believe that he did it himself. He believed that somehow he was able to achieve all that he achieved because he was smart, strong, had good friends. What you have, every bit of it, is an amazing gift from God. Do you recognize that you've been given a gift from God? Or do you think that that job that you hold, you've got because you're so good at it? Do you think that retirement that you have is something that you earn? Do you think that mate that you have was due to you because you're so cute. What? It's of God's mercy that we are not consumed. His mercies are new every morning. If you take your next breath, recognize that it is an amazing gift of God. But recognize this. He wants you to have that gift. He just wants you to acknowledge the very best thing for you. And the best thing that you can do is acknowledge that you need him. The best thing that you could do is acknowledge that you need him. Nebuchadnezzar got it. I don't know if Nebuchadnezzar got saved, but he recognized that there was a God in heaven. Do you recognize that there is a God in heaven today? Do you recognize that Jesus was born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, died on a cross on your behalf because you couldn't fix it? You couldn't fix it. I know you're a nice person. But you couldn't fix it. The sins that you have committed caused a rift between you and the Father that could not be fixed except by your death. So someone stepped up and died for you that you might have life everlasting. He died, was buried, and he rose again. And it's not because of your merit, but it's because of his goodness, his choice. Today, will you receive him? You are insufficient, and he is all sufficient. And he loves you, and he wants you. Nebuchadnezzar went through a whole lot of stuff so that he was convinced he could not be the one that was truly in charge. Are you able to let God be in charge this day? To relax back into him? Today is the day that we celebrate the Lord's Supper, we call it. It's a time where we remember that we who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, were brought into a family. We were brought into a family because we couldn't get in on our own. couldn't pry our way in, couldn't sneak our way in, couldn't strength our way in. We couldn't do it. Yet, without getting into this family, we have no life. No life. And Jesus told us that we needed to remember that he lived bodily on this earth, sinlessly, so that he could be the perfect lamb, the perfect sacrifice. And being the perfect sacrifice, he was able to take on himself the penalty of all my shortcomings, my sin, my weakness. Sometimes that sin is still so very obvious. But Jesus took all that upon him, and the just wrath of the Father was satisfied at the cross. Satisfied. Then the Jews reminds us of the fact that he died fully, died so that we might live. 3 days later he rose again and is one with the Father as he somehow always was. And now he invites us into the family to be a part of him. Maybe you'll want to pray this prayer with me. Dear Father, I accept your invitation. I accept the sacrifice made by Jesus Christ. And I thank you. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. And now I am yours. Thank you for changing me. I release my pride because I have nothing to be proud of. All I have is you. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. While he's playing, I'm going to pass out the elements and we'll take them together after this song.